Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you?
Hey, Ms. Jemiah. My name is Ava Scott, and I have a problem and stuff. On October the 27th, I called in and canceled this free trial for these two pills that you guys sent. And stuff. Now they saying that they didn't have a record of the cancellation. Okay. They turn around on they charge my card for the $5.00 for the free trial. Okay, then they turn around on November the 5th and charge my card $98 and $97 and some cent for the free trial merchandise, which was $5.00. So I'm not getting this.
Okay. Give me just a moment to pull up that account for you. Avery Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so you canceled on the 27th?
Yes, ma'am, of October.
Were you issued a cancellation number?
They didn't give me one.
Okay.
She just told me, okay, well, the merchandise will be canceled because you did it within a 14-day period of time or something, she said, and stuff. So I'm like, okay. It's a free trial for $5.00. I didn't expect them to come back and hit my card and stuff again for $90-something twice for the two bottles of medicine.
Yeah, okay. So regarding the cancellation on the 27th, there is no notation of that. When a representative touches any customer's account, they have to notate that they went in, especially with a cancellation, as well as they always have to give a cancellation number. So without any notation of that, we do have to treat it as though you did not call in and cancel that day. You did receive charges on the 4th. Okay. All right. So let's see. I'm sure you already explained the terms and conditions, as well as it does seem that you are aware because you did state you did attempt to call in and cancel. I will, as a courtesy, go ahead and issue a 50% refund on both of the charges that you have received, but those charges cannot be reversed in full because they are still seen as valid charges without you having a cancellation number to verify that you did call in on the 27th and cancel the account.
Okay. First of all, this is my question. Mm-hmm. You charged me $5.00 for a free trial. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Okay, if the free trial was $5.98, and then you turn around and charge me the $90-some for the two things and stuff, the paperwork that I received or none of that, it didn't say in there and stuff that your car would be charged a full another full price. I thought when I saw the coverage that I would be receiving some more pills in the mail and stuff for the fee that you charging me, because you already had charged me $5.00 and stuff for a free trial. So in other words, y'all charging people $98 and $97 and stuff for the free trial medication and everything too that you now already paid $5 for.
No, ma'am. So you pay shipping and handling costs only for that 14-day trial.
Right.
You hadn't purchased it.
Right.
Had
right.
you called in and canceled within the 14-day time frame, they wouldn't have billed you that. So you've only received it because there's no, you know, you didn't call in and cancel, or at least there's no notation of you calling in and canceling. So that's
right.
why you were charged. So the 14-day
okay.
trial was free. That was correct. They did give that to you for free. The only reason you were charged is because you didn't cancel the trial that they gave you.
Okay, I didn't get a cancellation thing from the person.
Yes,
and stuff. Yeah. So, no, she did not give me a cancellation thing. She just told me and stuff, okay, we'll cancel it. And that was it. And I hung up. So maybe I should have not have hung up and she would have gave me something. But she was just saying once she told me and stuff that it was canceled, I'm like, okay, cool. And then I thought she would email me something to the phone and stuff, but that didn't happen and stuff. And the next thing I saw was then my card being charged.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened there. I will go back, of course, and go and try to pull a call and see if there is history of you calling in on 27 just to be on the safe side. But right now, we are going to issue that 50% refund on both charges. You will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, as well as the account has been canceled. Did the representative give you the cancellation number?
No, she didn't. And Angelica didn't. Angelica didn't give me anything either.
Okay, so I'm about to give you that cancellation number. Give me just a Okay. I do have that cancellation number ready for you.
I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 79. A as in Apple. F as in Frank. D as in David. C as in Charlie. 8610.
Okay. C as in Charlie. 79. A as in Apple. F as in Free. D as in dog, C as in Charlie, 8610.
That is correct. So that number does confirm that you did call in today and cancel, so you should not receive any further charges or products from the company.
Okay. And what's the refund amount?
The refund amount in total is going to be, let's see. $99.48, so basically a whole charge. You'll see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. You'll also receive a refund confirmation email to averyscott42.as@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. Well, you are all set to go. I thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.